How's it going today? Second day of camp. Just trying to grind through it. So, take it one day at a time here, but hopefully we have a good day today.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about Dante Hightower and what kind of impact you expect him to have as a rookie, or that you hope that he'll have?
Well, Dante's obviously comes from a real good program. Was a very productive player early in his career, and of course had an outstanding year last year. He's done a lot of different things. Did a lot of different things at Alabama. He played primarily inside, a little bit outside, and played some I would say defensive end and some of their nickel four-man line things. So, what's he going to do here? I mean, I don't know. We'll see how he does. But you know, he's had flexibility in college and in a good program at a high level of competition. Nice, smart guy, works hard. I think he's got some different skills. We'll see how they all play out.
When you have a player like that, how difficult is it to balance when they're young, taking advantage of versatility, but also making sure you go step by step and kind of let themselves get established in a role and doing something?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, because if you wait too long, then to move them or to try something else, then you're too far behind and it's hard to work out. And if you throw it all in there at once, sometimes that can be overwhelming, and then you don't get one thing right. So it's a good question. You know, you try to find that balance. You take it at a pace that you think the player can handle, and sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong. You know, and you have to adjust it one way or the other. But that's until you work with a guy and you're trying to do something like that with him. It's you got to try to figure it out on the run sometimes, and that's it can be challenging. But he's a smart kid, and he definitely understands football and football concepts, and that comes pretty quickly to him. So that's good. Even though he might not know exactly what every part of his assignment is, he just spatially knows where he's playing, who's next to him, can figure out kind of how he's supposed to fit things, and that it just instinctually it comes to him. So that can cover up for maybe not knowing exactly precisely what the exact assignment is, but just kind of being able to figure it out.
Do we have any roster moves today?
Do we have any roster moves? Williams, right? Yeah, we added an offensive tackle, Darian Williams at Oregon.
How would you evaluate Gronk compared to how he used to practice before his ankle surgery?
Well, I think, when you get to training camp, you try to keep from making minute-to-minute evaluations on anybody. You look at a body of work, and I would expect everybody after the first day to get a little bit more refined, get a little bit better timing, get a little bit better football playing, anticipation, execution, and all that, and see how that goes after a few days. So I would say that about all our players. Get out there. We got going yesterday. Hopefully things will be better today for everybody. Hopefully they'll be better tomorrow than they are today. And then at some period of time after we've had an opportunity to get everybody acclimated and get everybody enough reps and opportunity to do something, then we'll sit down and we'll really take a closer look at the evaluation, but try not to evaluate play to play at this point in the season.
Bill, some pictures surfaced of Tom cliff diving in Costa Rica. And I'm just kind of wondering what kind of guidelines you have for your players on off-season stuff like that, and what they are and aren't allowed to do.
We have, rules, and they're NFL rules, and then there are club rules, and those are handled between the club or the league and the players.
Would something like that be inside or outside those?
Yeah, players? I wouldn't comment on any of our club rules and any discipline that we have. It's all handled internally, not publicly.
Would it fall into like the category of like skiing or things like that?
Like I said, wherever anything falls, hand is between the club and the player or players that are involved, whatever the situation is.
Have you seen any
difference does it make?
Well,
I mean, do we have any, like, football questions here, or...
Talk about having Rozai Dowling back, and if healthy, what he can mean to the defensive alignment this season.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's good to see him out there. I thought Rozai made progress last year when he was on the field. You know, he missed some time in camp, and then he came back, and then, you know, he wasn't able to finish the season. But, I mean, look, that's really the key for any player is to be out there on a consistent basis, to be out there and get the instruction, practice, watch it on film, correct it, do it again, gain reps, gain, you know, not only gain confidence, but also, you know, just gain the technique and the execution of doing it against high-level competition. So that's key for him. It's key for any young player. And he was able to do some of that last year and make some progress. Hopefully he'll be able to do a lot more of it this year. But, of course, it's great to see him out there, and he had a good spring. You know, he was able to perform throughout the spring in our practice sessions. So, you know, that was good. And certainly it's something that he nor any of the rookies were able to do last year because that wasn't available. So I think that helps everybody. I mean, it's all relative, so is everybody else in the league. But as an individual, it certainly helped those guys to be able to have the time on the field this spring leading into training camp that they didn't have last year.
Does that also apply to Shane Green?
I said it applies to everybody. Our players, everybody else's players, I'm sure that's sure. Not only our rookies this year, but our second-year guys who didn't have that build-up last year heading into training camp, even though they had the season as some experience, certainly the spring that leads up to it, you know, is an important part of the whole preparation process, and it's good that they've had it. I think they've all benefited from it. Mm-hmm.
You said that you're not going to individually evaluate everybody right now, but going back to Gronkowski, because you know he had his injury, do you guys maybe still look at it a little bit closer to see how he's doing, how he's dealing with it, monitoring it?
We monitor every player. Monitor every player on our roster. Absolutely. Well, we monitor every player, and depending on what those players need, then we give them whatever attention it is or that they need. I mean, we do that with everybody. We don't – I mean, you think we walk in there and say, okay, like, we don't care about you guys today. We're just going to care about you guys. We care about everybody. So I don't know any way to do it. Sorry.
Throughout your time here, we've seen you invest, you know, a pretty high amount in terms of draft picks on the tight end position with, you know, Dan Graham and Benjamin Watson, David Thomas, and obviously Gronk and Aaron Hernandez. What is it about the tight end position – that, you know, it looks like you have an affinity for, and have you always had, you know, an affinity for the tight end position?
Well, I mean, I think all the positions on the field are important, and you can acquire players in different ways, but the most important thing, I think, is to try to put together a competitive team. That's what we try to do every year. So how the draft turns out, you never know. And none of those players were really – I don't know, what was Graham, like 21 or 22 or something, somewhere in there, whatever it was. So there are a lot of players picked before him and certainly some of the other people that you mentioned. So you never know how a draft's going to go. You don't know what guys are going to be there when you pick at 30, 40, 50, whatever it is. So you take advantage of those. We try to take advantage of those picks and do the best we can with them, whoever we've taken. And we've obviously over however long I've been here, quite a few years that – sometimes you take one position, sometimes you take another position, but there's no, like, set, okay, well, we're going to take X number of tight ends or that type of thing. It's just, no.
You've joked before in the past. I remember a couple of years ago that you went a draft without taking a tight end at one point, and you joked yourself that it was surprising, you know, sort of that you didn't take a tight end. So it seems like
right,
you
I mean,
like
I,
the
that
versatility.
Was in,
is it the versatility or is it something
right,
that
it was in jest. It's not. That really, that isn't a goal of mine to every year draft a tight end. Honestly, it isn't. I don't mind taking them, but, I mean, I'll take any position. We'll draft anybody. They can help our team.
You know, one of the tight ends you had yesterday, Aaron Hernandez, spent a lot of the positional drills working with wide receivers. Is that an expansion for him, or is he different than most of the other tight ends?
Well, I mean, that the nature of that position is you're working in the passing game and in the running game and in pass protection. So all those players will do those things at various points in time. Maybe not every day, but over the course of a number of practices, they all do that.
Allow you to do more than most tight ends?
Well, Aaron's a good receiver. I mean, there's no question about that, and there are certainly some things we work with him on that are, specific routes to him or his position or the ones that he would run or run more frequently than other players. Sure.
Do you have any early impressions of how Dennard is adjusting? Seems like a physical, fast, quick movement.
I think Alfonso's, done a good job of trying to, pick things up here. Our system's a little different than what they ran in Nebraska. But, he's worked hard. He certainly got a lot of attention there the first couple days where everybody else got here. But, that was good for him to get a little bit extra coaching, extra work there. But he seems to be doing all right.
Just another guy, Fanene, how has he done? I know he's had a little tweak at the end of the game.
In one day. Well, I mean, again, I don't think we want to get into a, how did he do on this play? How did he do on that play? Let's, go a little while here. We'll have a lot of plays, a lot of days strung together. We'll be looking at a couple hundred plays instead of, a handful on the first day. I think it's a little too early to get too high or too low on somebody on the first day of practice.
Done, whether it be,
OTAs, mini camp,
or now,
do
they match up with some of the expectations and things that you would see on
film? Yeah, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got good playing strength. He's quick. It's like he's definitely, a guy that's going to be real competitive in that group. It looks like a pretty good group. There's a lot of competition in there, but I think he'll be very competitive with them.
Together a roster and you have a third tight end on the depth chart, how much of a blocking assignment is that? How much does that play into a guy winning that job?
It depends on who else you have and what his other skills are.
So your extra tackles are all kind of combines?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately each player has to establish his own value to the team in whatever form that is, and so and ultimately, when you put together the team, then, all the jobs have to be accounted for somehow. It doesn't have to be by this person or that person, but somebody's got to do them. Somebody's got to cover kickoffs. I mean, you got to put a kickoff team out there. So who is that going to be? Is it going to be, what group of people, what combination of people is that going to be? You figure that out, and maybe that plays into the final decision, or maybe you've got that pretty well covered, and it's the kickoff return team, or it's short yardage and goal line, or it's whatever it is. So, yeah, in the end, you got to take a look at all those things. They're all factors, and that's how we try to put together the teams. Look at all the jobs that have to be done. Try to figure out where our depth is, and if there's one void there, then you got to figure out how you're going to fill that. Is it change your scheme or find somebody to do it, or on your roster, or find somebody that's not on your roster to try to do it. Those are kind of the issues.
Bill, when you're bringing in a Shanko or a Fells, is it important that his skills kind of match up with what the starter skills would be? So if they've got to come in, say a guy goes down for a game or two, that the guy can come in and maybe assimilate what the starter would have done?
I think you could look at it that way, depending on what, really what you're trying to do, what that person's role is. I mean, if their role is strictly to be a backup player and, you're never going to play the guy until the person in front of him gets hurt, then that would probably be good. But if that wasn't the case and you were going to use that player in other ways and other combinations with other maybe assignments or utilize his skills, then I would say maybe not necessarily – you wouldn't necessarily want that. So it would just depend on what that player's skills were and how it meshed with the other ones and what your scheme was.
I guess guess, like, with a player like Hernandez, who's a little bit unique in that he's a little bit of a tweener there between a receiver and a tight end, is it important maybe to have a second one on your roster if, you know, you are reliant on that first player? You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. Well, and again, if you have that, then you could put that player in there for him. If you don't have that, then you would have other players on your roster who would do things maybe not quite the same, but would fill a similar role. I mean, if he's an inside receiver and Welker's an inside receiver, then they're not the same, but they're both inside receivers. So, as an example.
Offseason about his maturation as a wide receiver. In your evaluation of him since he left you and when you were deciding whether to sign him, have you seen that? Do you see a better route runner than the guy that you had here in 2007?
Yeah, definitely. I would say Dante has really matured a lot and since he was here in 07. He's been very a very positive example and influence with his daily what he does on a daily basis, but also some of the things that he's done with other players on the team, and I think he's shown a lot more leadership, and he's a very professional athlete. I mean, he really takes his job seriously and acts in a very professional way. He's a great example for really, you know, all of us on a daily basis, and I'd say that's definitely grown since he was here in 07. You know, he's been through a lot, and he handles himself very well, and like I said, very, very professionally. He's a great example for, you know, all of us on a daily basis. Okay, thanks.